So what does this all mean? I'm going on and on. The reality today is if you're working with children, youth, and families in any human or social services, Indigenous peoples especially are going to be overrepresented across the board. If you're working in child welfare, if you're working in crisis counseling, if you're working in shelters, if you're working with parents fleeing intimate partner violence, if you're working in the school system, in kindergarten, in early years education, there's an industry of intervention based around Indigenous families that downloads the responsibility for hundreds of years of colonial violence, onto their shoulders. And what I see in my practice is that we now expect Indigenous families to fix, by attending programs and by attending interventions and by kind of being diagnosed and assessed over and over again. We expect them to shoulder and to fix generations of pretty brutal stuff. Pretty brutal stuff, I think, that would break a lot of families. And not only do we do that, I think, to families, we expect them to pass home assessments, to complete, developmental milestones assessments, to show up for parenting classes when the reason their kids were taken away had nothing to do with their parenting. It was that they couldn't afford, a safe bedroom for their child. I say we, I mean, many of us in our frontline work positions, but at the same time, we're shortchanging families, at a federal and a provincial level, by a very drastic underfunding of services across the board. I think there's a perception that I hear a lot in my work in Canada that First Nations, in particular, are just such a drain on the Canadian economy, and that millions of dollars are pumped into reserves and into our education systems, and that our children and families are somehow so traumatized that we like squander those opportunities that are provided to us, and we fail to succeed. But by all accounts, so these statistics are from the Governor General of Canada, so there's been thorough reviews of funding distribution across Canada. By all accounts, Indigenous families and children are underfunded across the board, in so many key areas that then shape, people's capacity to show up and to maintain their families and to parent and to find safe housing and to access employment and to speak their languages and to participate in government.